Yes, I will be supporting the budget like I always do. And in doing that, I want to compliment all the staff of Sligo County Council, the CE, the directors, and the indoor staff, the outdoor staff. And we're in good hands, and we know that in this county at the moment. But I'm always concerned for our municipal district, South East, West Sligo. You know, what's important to us, and what's important to us is our roads, you know, our bridges, our community and voluntary grants, different things like that, local link services and footpaths. And I think they're definitely in need of upgrade in our towns and villages at the moment. And I'm always concerned when I look at the budget book and I see so many capital projects, town-based and Sligo town-based. And I understand, you know, that this town has to progress if this county is going to progress. But at the same time, you know, it's what's important in our areas. And I know the way the budget works, and some people mightn't understand that there's certain sums of money for different things. But I just think that some of it maybe could be moved around just to maybe support more of the rural-based stuff. We can't get active travel rurally in our towns and villages, and there's a huge sum of money there for that. And I just think, you know, that more of the low-cost accident schemes could be directed towards our areas, and that type of money could be directed towards that. If we could put some more money in roads, and more money for footpaths and cemeteries, and yes, we are getting more money all the time for that, and the CE has been fair with that, but again, with our grants and our arts grants and with our festivals rurally as well, and our southern based festivals, you know, we just don't seem to have the sums of money that more of the areas have in the town, and that's concerning for me.
Do you ever see it realistically changing to such an extent where you will maybe deem the area Ballymote-Tubbercurry getting its fair share, given the fact this isn't the first time you and I have spoken about Ballymote-Tubbercurry MD not getting its fair share and not being prioritised? And will it ever really change that Sligo Town won't be the top priority?
I don't, because I do think Sligo Town will always be the top priority. But having said that, you know, that's what I'm here for, and that's what us rural-based councillors are here for. And like, I say what I say with sincerity as well, but it's just, they're the people that we represent, and they're the towns and villages that I represent, and some of those other councillors in there represent. And that's what's important to us. It's important to us that we get our fair share, and that's what we want, and that's what we're fighting for all the time. And there's too many times we don't feel we do. And as I say, you know, the executive is fair, the CE is fair, but this is just concern that I have, and I'll spend the rest of my time in this council. I'll keep fighting for that extra few pound that we need for what's important to us in those areas.